وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين.
And recall when Allah took a covenant from the prophets. This is the book and the wisdom which I have given you. But should a prophet come to you confirming that which is already with you, you shall believe in him and shall help him. So saying, Allah asked, "Do you agree and accept to take up the burden of the covenant?" They answered, "We agree." He said, "Then bear witness and I will be with you among the witnesses. You shall believe in him and shall help him." This means that all the prophets had been asked to pledge, and the pledge of a prophet is automatically binding upon his followers, that they would support every prophet that God sent to preach and establish his religion, for which cause they had been designated. The followers of the prophets were thus required neither to disregard, out of narrow-mindedness and bigotry, the prophets who were to appear in the future, nor consider themselves the exclusive representatives of the true faith, nor to oppose the truth. On the contrary, they should muster around anyone who raised the banner of Islam. It is useful to point out that the prophets before Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to take this pledge. And this is why every prophet announced to his followers the coming of other prophets in the future and directed them to support those prophets whenever they appeared. It seems significant that there is no mention either in the Quran or in the Hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, being asked to take such a pledge. Moreover, the Prophet neither informed his followers of the advent of any future prophet, nor did he direct them to believe in the prophethood of any such prophet.
فَمَن تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Then whosoever shall turn away from this covenant, they are the transgressors. Then whosoever shall turn away from this covenant, they are the transgressors. The purpose of this statement is to warn the Jews and the Christians that they were desecrating the pledge they had made to God. And by disbelieving in and opposing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they were violating the terms of the pledge made by their prophets. They had thus become transgressors, for they had broken the bond of obedience to God.
أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ.
Do they now seek a religion other than that prescribed by Allah, even though all that is in the heavens and the earth is in submission to Him, willingly or unwillingly, and to Him all shall return? And this despite all that is in the heavens and the earth is in submission to Him? The basic principle characterizing the universe, in other words, the religion of the universe and every part of it, is Islam, insofar as the universe is in a state of total obedience and service to the will of God. Here people are asked if they would follow a way of life different from Islam, though they are part of the universe which is characterized by submission to God, Islam.
قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Say, we believe in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham and Ishmael and to Isaac, peace be upon them, and Jacob, peace be upon him and his descendants, and the teachings which Allah gave to Moses, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him, and to other prophets. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him do we submit. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him do we submit. They are told that it is not the habit of Muslims either to believe in some prophets and disbelieve in others, or to affirm to the truth of some and call others false. Muslims are free from narrow prejudices and chauvinistic loyalties. The true attitude of Muslims is to bear witness to the truth of every messenger of God, irrespective of where and when he appears.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
And whoever seeks a way other than this way of submission, Islam, will find that it will not be accepted from him, and in the life to come, he will be among the losers.
كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
How can Allah guide a people who once believed, and after they received clear signs and affirmed that the messenger was a true one, lapsed into disbelief? Allah does not guide the wrongdoers. That the messenger was a true one, they lapsed into disbelief. This is a repetition of the statement made earlier, namely, that the Jewish rabbis of Arabia in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, knew and sometimes even testified to verbally that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a true prophet and that his teachings were the same as those of the earlier prophets. Their subsequent attitude, namely that of rejection and opposition, was the outcome of prejudice and intransigence born out of their centuries-old hostility to the truth.
أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
The recompense for their wrongdoing is that the curse of Allah and of the angels and of all men shall be upon them.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
Thus shall they abide. Neither shall their chastisement be lightened, nor shall they be granted any respite.
إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
But those who repent and mend their ways shall be accepted, for indeed Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate.
إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون.
Those who disbelieved and have hardened in their disbelief after once believing, their pretense to repentance shall not be accepted. Indeed, such men have altogether strayed. Those who disbelieved and have hardened in their disbelief after once believing, they were not content with just reciting the call to the truth, but stood in vehement opposition and hostility to it, and spared no efforts in obstructing people from following the way of God. They created doubts, spreading misgivings, sowed the seeds of distrust, and engaged in the worst conspiracies and machinations in order to frustrate the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين.
Truly, those who disbelieved and died as unbelievers, not even an earth full of gold will be accepted from them as ransom. For such people, there is painful chastisement, and none shall come to their help.